Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our second in a series of shows on the Newport Music Festival. This year, the 49th season of the festival coming to Newport, a wonderful, wonderful program under the direction of Mark Malkovich. And for many years before Mark, his dad ran the Newport Music Festival. We tonight have a very special guest, one of the performers that's going to be appearing on Thursday, July 13th. Is Clemens Teufel. Is that close to how you would say it? You say it for me, Clemens.
All right. I thought I was very close. In Germany, we say Clemens Teufel.
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 Okay. And obviously, Clemens is not from Rhode Island with his accent. He is a pianist that is here performing for the festival. And let's find out a little bit about you, Clemens. How did you end up at the Newport Music Festival from coming from Germany?
So basically what brought me to America at the first place was love, if I may say.
Love.
It was my wife.
Oh, okay.
So I was living and performing in Germany and also a little bit in Europe. And I have a great uncle in the United States who lived here since the late 50s. And I was visiting him and he said, well, there is this party at the Park Plaza in Boston. And I would like to go. And so we went there, and that's where I met my wife, asked her to dance. And we started dating half a year later, and we got married roughly about 2 years from now.
Okay.
And so that's what brought me to America. And then my wife grew up in Newport, so she told me about the festival, and my mother-in-law and her husband are volunteers at the festival. So they said, well, you should check that out because it's a great festival. And so I stopped by, I dropped a press kit and talked to Mark and offered some programs. And a year later, I played.
Well, there you go. So this is your second time playing at the festival. You played last year. It's a wonderful event. And for any listeners out there that are not familiar with the festival, you should know that it runs from July 7th to the 23rd. And there is a whole host of different kinds of acts. And they tour from different places. They appear at Blythewald Mansion. They appear at the Breakers. Several of the mansions in Newport, the Elms, the Newport Art Museum, the Redwood Library, different churches in the area, Rosecliff. So there is a website for you to go to, which is pretty simple to remember. It's newportmusic.org. newportmusic.org, and that will take you to a place to tell you all about the festivals. And let's get a little bit more background on how did you get involved with playing the piano in the first place in Germany?
Well, my grandparents on my father's side, they were both professional opera singers.
Okay.
And so when I was a boy, my grandfather was already too old to sing, so he had a little bistro, bar, something like that, an artist's bistro, I want to call it, in Frankfurt, where I was born and grew up. And so they had a piano there, and lots of composers and former singers would come. And as a boy, I sometimes went there with my parents, especially on the weekends, and then would listen to them trying out new songs or old songs. Mm-hmm. And also had me sit at the piano and try it out as a little boy, and that's my first memory of playing the piano.
Excellent. And then lessons came after that?
That's right, yeah. So my father, he found a teacher for me, and I started playing, and it was always very natural for me. My parents didn't push me, which is nice. They didn't have to push me. I loved music, and that were my first steps with music. And
at school, was there a college part of music program for you?
Yeah, so I went to actually what we call a humanistic gymnasium in Germany, where priorities are Latin and Greek and music.
And music.
And so we had three orchestras there.
A Latin one, a Greek one?
Similar to that. Well, they were all the three were very different because they were for the different ages. So one orchestra for the little ones. And then when you would grow a little older, you would be in the next one. And
excellent.
Yeah, and it was great because it gave me opportunities to perform and play with orchestra as a young person. And
So now when you met your wife at the Park Plaza in Boston, did you have the opportunity to play for her very quickly after that?
Unfortunately, no. But she did find out about my, how should I say, like we danced. So that was as close as we got at this time. But then, I did play for her right after, and also she got a disc. I think that was the first.
That sealed the deal. She found out that, wow, this guy's really good. All right. Coming up this week on July 13th, and it's going to be a very special concert that you'll be involved with. It's going to take place at, Chateau Semerau, the tent out front, and it's going to be 11 a.m. in the morning concert. Okay, great. It's called The Genius of Schumann that you'll be performing.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the program that will happen that day.
Yeah, so first of all, Schumann is really one of my favorite composers. He somehow is really magical in what he does with harmonies and melodies. And so I fell in love quite early as a child already with his music. And so for this program, I picked three different pieces from three different periods of his composing career. And so we have some music from his early period and his mid period and his last period. And among them is the famous Kreisleriana. And also the forest scenes and four not very well-known pieces by Schumann. They're called Four Piano Pieces, Opus 32.
Okay. Well, the program that you just described is not necessarily what we're going to hear today, right? You did bring a disc with you of a new recording that has, we're scooping the industry because it hasn't been released yet, right?
That is correct.
All right. So we have brand new recording that you brought with you. Tell us about the first music that we're going to listen to.
The first music we're going to listen to is by Howard Hansen. Howard Hansen is not so well known, and therefore I'm very excited that I found him. He was a composer, obviously, and also the director of the Rochester University in New York, and therefore very important for American musical education. And he lived from 1898 till 1981. And has a very eclectic, like late post-romantic style. But you can hear Scriabin, you can hear Debussy, some Liszt, some Chopin. It's a great eclectic music. And so for the first pieces, I selected the three poem Erotique, Opus 9. And the titles are Peace, Joy, and Desire.
We will listen to those and take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
welcome back to our special show on the Newport Music Festival, coming to beautiful downtown Newport and surrounding areas. It's not just in Newport, but it'll be playing through July 7th. So started a couple days ago, and we'll be playing until the 23rd at various venues throughout the greater Rhode Island area, mostly in the Newport. And if you'd like information about the wonderful 49th season of the festival, go to newportmusic.org. That's newportmusic.org. So if you'd also like to call the old-fashioned way, there's a box office phone number for any of the events. You can call 401-849-0700. Clemens, we're talking about music that you're playing, but we're also talking about the fact that you're appearing at the festival along with many, many other artists. And it's kind of like a traveling troupe almost. It just gets together maybe once in their life, but some of them more than that. You'll see some people you met last year, I'm sure. And what's it like to be part of something like that?
Oh, it's very special. So I have been to some other festivals in Spain and also here. And I have to say it's very different and very special. And the atmosphere is very friendly. And indeed, there are friendships have been made at the festival, I heard. And they last for decades.
Right.
Because some of the artists who come, they already play there for really like 20 years or something. And also, when last year I appeared, I had my first concerts there, and I talked to Mark, the festival manager, and said, Mark, this is so wonderful, and what a great job you do. And he said, no, Clemens, it's the people. The people are so special, and we're happy we have these extraordinary, wonderful people, and this is what makes the atmosphere. And all together, we get to that special event, and that's how it works. And so it's really fantastic.
There's all kinds of music being presented in many different places. I mentioned in the first segment that it goes from the Breakers to Blythewald Mansion to Redwood Library, some churches in the area. So check it out, newportmusic.org, and you can get all that information. Clemens himself will be playing on Thursday, so just a few days from now. And I'm sure the weather is going to be perfect for your event, and it'll be a nice day. And people can not only go to your concert, and the prices are listed on the site, or you can call about the information, but right after that, there's a box lunch that's going to be offered. So it's an 11 a.m. concert followed by a little lunch. And will you be there for the lunch portion too, to meet and greet people?
Oh, I will be there, yes.
Okay, yeah. So if I go, I can get my selfie taken with you.
Absolutely.
All right. And maybe, maybe get an autograph or something like that.
But, yep, I will be
well. All right, that'll be great. So check that out. That's going to be on Thursday at 11 o'clock. Let's get to some more music. And what piece do you have for us next off of your new recording?
So I wanted to offer another piece by Howard Hanson.
Okay.
And it is from his Sonata Opus 11, the second movement. It's called Elegie Héroïque. And it's an interesting story about that sonata, because it was only found in 2007 as a complete manuscript. And before that, there were only parts of it. And so when Howard Hanson's wife died, it was actually recovered and then published at Carl Fischer. So there's, to my knowledge, not yet a recording of the original version there. There is a recording that of the manuscript that was available before, but there was not the complete sonata. So that's very exciting. And so Piano Sonata, Opus 11, Second Movement, Elegie Héroïque. Thank you.
Clemens, we have time for a little more music in this segment, and I understand you have some Gershwin on your recording.
That is right. Yes.
Well, let's put some of those in before we take our next break.
All right. So then let's listen to three of the transcriptions by Gershwin's, and they're The Man I Love, Do It Again, and Do Do Do. I'm saying transcriptions because these were originally songs for voice and accompaniment, but Gershwin himself, he transcribed them for piano, and they're really lovely and fantastically composed.
All right. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our special presentation of the Newport Music Festival Artists. And tonight, we're very pleased to have Clemens with us in the studio, and he's been playing his music for us. And he'll be performing on Thursday, coming up July 13th at 11 a.m. If you'd like information about the festival, how to get tickets, and where to go when, you can do that by going to newportmusic.org. And the festival's in its 49th season, running now through the 23rd of July. Also, if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way and call for information or tickets, you can do that by calling 401-849-0700. And while we're giving out information, you also have a personal website, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us that? People can look you up and see your smiling face.
Yes, yeah. So I have a website where all the concert dates are, and there's music on and pictures and places I had traveled some impressions of that. And it's basically, it's my name, Clemens Teufel.
That's T-E-U-F-E-L is the last name, mm-hmm. so that you can get that straight. Mm-hmm. Clemens is C-L-E-M-E-N-S. That part is easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so www.clemensteufel.com is
okay.
my website.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. We wish you all the best. We want to thank you for coming in tonight and being with us, being our special guest. It's nice to meet you, and I'm looking forward to the concert series. I hope I can get there. I'll have to do the news and then run over and catch the concert on Thursday. So thanks for being with us. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you very much, and it's my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you.
We have one more piece of music to go out with, one that all of you will recognize. And Clemens, you have a little story about this piece, right? Another Gershwin piece.
That's right, yeah, and it's the Rhapsody in Blue. And the story I read was in a letter. Gershwin himself, he mentioned that he composed that piece basically in his head on a train from Boston to New York. And I found it so interesting because he said the rattling sound of the train, all the noises, everything that was making sounds, that inspired him to write the Rhapsody in Blue. And I thought that was so great.
Excellent. All right. Thanks again. And don't miss it. The Newport Music Festival now through the 23rd of July.